Hello, hello. It's Marissa, and you are listening to From Boise. Today is actually Friday, March 29th. I'm a day late on getting this podcast out, which is just how it goes sometimes. I had a freaking day yesterday. I'll tell you about it. I just was scrambling to get the newsletter done because I just, Treefort just took it out of me, man. The people that work there, we are down there at 9 a.m. every day. And then we stay out until 2 a.m. every day. And it's just very tiring, as you can imagine, in a fun way. But I'm so tired still. So anyways, I was scrambling to get the newsletter done. I had it mostly done, but that's what I was doing in the morning. Then I had some meetings downtown and I was going to take the bus. So I walked to the bus stop and then it was kind of late and I thought that I had missed it. So then I started walking back home and then the bus passed me and I ran after it. It was like a movie. Yeah. And so then I had to go back home, get my bike, ride downtown. Anyways, it was just one of those days. Then I was riding. I specifically checked the weather and was okay, whatever. I can ride my bike downtown. It's not going to rain. Definitely rained as soon as I was headed back home. It was just one of those days. And I just didn't get the podcast done. I did get the newsletter out, but here I am today. Better late than never, huh? So here's some stuff to tell you about that's going on this weekend. I'm still ahead of these events that are happening, so you are not in the dark too much. Okay, here we go. It's Easter this weekend. Do you like Easter? If you like candy or you are religious, you might like Easter. I love jelly beans, so I do like Easter. Also, Easter egg hunts are fun if you have kids or if you're around kids. I'm doing a egg hunt for my nephew this afternoon. Okay, here we go. Here's some Easter events. Tomorrow, Saturday, March 30th, Zoo Boise is hosting its big Easter event called Easter Extravaganza. So they have candy stations, different kind of animal events. And activities all around the zoo. And then they also, of course, have some photo ops with the Easter Bunny. And they also have some vendors located throughout the zoo. So it's a really fun Easter event to take your family to. Admission is $12.50 for adults. Kids age 3 to 11 are $9.50. Seniors age 62 and over are also $9.50. And then children 2 and under are free. You don't need to make any sort of advance reservation or tickets for this event. You just literally buy admission at the gate. And it's set up all day on Saturday, March 30th. Also on Saturday, March 30th, there's an event going on at Edwards Greenhouse. It's a workshop where you can make a Easter basket and bunny terrarium. The last I checked, there was still tickets available for that. Those are $40 and it includes all the supplies. Also on Saturday, March 30th, there is a play happening at the Boise Cloverdale Seventh-day Adventist Church. It's called He is Risen, an Easter Passion Play. That is free and open to all ages. Also on Saturday, March 30th, Tree City Church is doing an Easter 5K and egg hunt. This starts at 12:15 p.m. That's off of Eagle Road. They also are going to have some food trucks, a photo bus, games, and stuff like that. Also, there's two neighborhood egg hunts happening on Saturday, the Central Bench Easter egg hunt, and they're doing a free brunch that's at Cassia Park. There's a hot debate on how you say that name. If you think I'm wrong, tell me. Anyways, there's a free brunch from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and the egg hunt is going to start at 10:15 a.m. Also, West Bench is doing their egg hunt. That's happening at Winstead Park, and that one's at 1 p.m. That's also free. Okay, and then on Saturday out in Middleton at Foot Park, there's two really fun egg hunts. So there's the Middleton Annual Easter Egg Hunt. They have over 6,000 eggs hidden and tons of prizes. That's at Foot Park in Middleton. And then later on in the night at 8:30 p.m., there's Becky's Glow in the Dark Easter Egg Hunt. This is for teens and adults only, ages 12 and over. They have some eggs that have booze in them that you can find. So that sounds fun. That starts at 8:30 p.m. It's at Foot Park in Middleton. And then on Sunday, which is actually Easter Day, there's a Easter celebration at Waterbrooks Church. They're going to have burritos, donuts, coffee, and kids' Easter buckets. That's all free. They also have two services happening at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. Hillview United Methodist Church is doing a hike or bike egg hunt. It's at Camelsback Park, and that's at 3 p.m. They have a bunch of, basically you go up into the, around Camelsback Park, like on the trails, find eggs, bring them back down, and then you can redeem those for gift cards to like local businesses. All About Games is doing a little fun thing in their store on Sunday. So they're doing an egg hunt in the store, like eggs are hidden throughout the store. Also, they're doing discounts on board game purchases, and they have some DIY crafts happening in the store. So if you've been wanting to buy a board game, you should go do it today on Sunday. That you'll get a discount. And then if you're looking for a brunch, Chandler's like always has these good holiday brunches. You can make reservations by calling 208-383-4300. They have a like fixed course menu. It's three courses. It starts at 1 p.m. They also have a kids menu available and live music and complimentary valet parking. Okay, also happening this weekend is the Seven Arrows Powwow. That's on Saturday and Sunday, March 30th through 31st. And that happens at Extra Mile Arena on Boise State's campus. So this is a, you know, a powwow. The event showcases the customs of Native Americans and Indigenous peoples. It hosts participants from all over the Northwest and Canada, of course, from lots of people from here in Idaho. So there's traditional regalia, there's contests, demonstrations, storytelling, craft vendors. I think this will be a really beautiful event. I believe this is like the seventh annual. I don't know. Maybe I just made that up. But this is an annual event. So the grand entry is at 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday and then 11 a.m. on Sunday. Admission for that is $6 for general admission, $4 for kids ages 6 through 12, and it's free for kids 5 and under, and it's free for elders age 65 and over. It's also free for Boise State students with ID. So you can go be a spectator to that really cool event. This episode of From Boise is sponsored by Visit Southwest Idaho. And our out-of-town tip for you this week is Bruno Dunes State Park. Have you ever been? If you didn't know, Bruno Dunes is home to the tallest freestanding sand dune in all of North America. Crazy, right? You can hike up it. You can sandboard down it. You like it's kind of like a surfboard / snowboard. And you rent those sandboards at the visitor center, or you could somersault down it too. I wouldn't stop you. The other thing that you may not know about Bruno Dunes is that you can go fishing there. There's a pond at the base of the dunes that has bass and bluegill. And also the park loans out fishing rods if you forget yours. So handy. One of the highlights at Bruno Dunes is stargazing. You can see tons of stars on a clear night with the naked eye. There's also an observatory out at Bruno Dunes, and that just opened recently for the season. The observatory is open to the public and has some programs for stargazing every Friday and Saturday night now through October. Bruno Dunes also has a campground and cabins. The campground is first come, first served. You can like tent or car camp or bring your trailer. The cabins are available to rent year round, but you need to make a reservation for those. The cabins sleep up to 5 people. This is a great time of year to visit. One of my favorite times to visit. If you can go out there on a clear night, the stargazing is amazing. Also, it does get pretty hot out there in the summertime. So spring and fall are an amazing time to visit Bruno Dunes. If you're looking for a unique state park to check out while you visit Idaho, head on over to Bruno Dunes State Park. Okay, here's some comedy coming up. We have a bunch of comedy shows this weekend and into next week. Today is Friday, March 29th. There's something called Insert Foot Theater that's performing at Watson's Cafe. I'm sorry, but that's kind of a gross, I don't know, that just conjures up a weird image for me. But that's happening at Watson's Cafe at 7 p.m. It's a show with comedians, magicians, performing arts, music acts, and custom mysteries. That sounds very intriguing. Those tickets are $15 to $45, depending if you like add anything on. And that online price is $5 more at the door. Also, by the way, that's a PG-13 show. On Friday and Saturday, March 29th and 30th, comedian Steve Gillespie is at the Lounge at the End of the Universe. Those shows are at 7 p.m. both days, and tickets are $25. That's a 21 and over event. On Saturday, March 30th, comedian, entertainment journalist, and podcast host Jasmine Ellis is at Mad Swede downtown. Her show is from 7 to 9 p.m. and the tickets are $25 to $75, depending on where you sit and if you add anything on. And then on Sunday, March 31st, Comedy Church is happening at Mad Swede downtown. This one's hosted by Greg Kite and Adam Borud, and they have new comedians that join them in on this event. So I don't know exactly what the lineup is for this week's event, but it'll be good. Tickets are $20 online or $25 at the door, and that starts at 7 p.m. on Sunday. On Monday, it's April 1st, and there's an April Fool's comedy show happening at Mad Swede downtown. That's at 7 p.m. This is hosted by Crystal Moore and features comedians Miles Matthews, Sophie Hughes, Mazadon Can-Can, LJ Sullivan, Katie Lotz, and Tyson Gusman. Those tickets are $20 to $50, depending also, again, where you sit, blah, blah. Okay, and then on Wednesday, April 3rd, there's an event called So Ready for Laughter, the live show that's happening at the Idaho State Museum. So this is a live show in tribute to Bob Hope's military performances, features singing, dancing, and segments of Bob Hope's comedy taken directly from his wartime radio and USO shows. I think that one will be really cool. They have a Bob Hope exhibit at the museum right now, so you can go see that as well. Tickets for the live show are $15 for general admission, or $12 if you are active duty military, a veteran, if you have a group of 10 or more people, and also for Idaho State Historical Society members, seniors, and kids age 5 to 17. And then also on Wednesday, April 3rd, comedian Brad Williams is doing two shows at the Egyptian Theater. One's at 7 p.m., one's at 10:15 p.m., and tickets to that range $37 to $58, depending on where you sit. All right, there's two kind of fun food events. Well, they're not kind of fun. They are fun food things happening. One of them is this spring food truck rally that's happening at Jordan's Garden Center. I freaking love Jordan's Garden Center. It's one of my favorite garden centers in town. So I get my Christmas tree if we don't go cut it down ourselves. They have resident cats there. I will admit that's a big reason why I like it. But also the people that work there are just like really cool and nice. And it's like, I don't know, it's just kind of, it's out there by like Mad Swede and Costco. And I just kind of love that there's like a garden center in the middle of all these like businesses, you know? So anyways, there's a food truck rally and beer garden happening there on Saturday. It's from 3 to 7 p.m. They'll have lots of food trucks, live music, beer. And they also do a free like gardening class during that time. And then on Wednesday, April 3rd, there is a Dutch oven and river food cook-off happening at 7 p.m. This is put on by the Idaho Whitewater Association. So I think this sounds fun, but also because I love to cook like over a campfire and in my Dutch oven. So I will not be competing in this. I don't know why. But it sounds fun. So, okay, if you want to like compete, first of all, you have to become a Idaho Whitewater Association member. You can sign up on site if you're not a member. And then you need to bring a copy of your recipe. And then they'll provide the briquettes starting at 4 p.m. You have to have your dish ready to serve no later than 7 p.m. So the judging is all done by the audience. Everyone that comes to like just judged, is given like a judging ticket for voting. You can also like, so they'll vote for your dish. You can also rip your ticket in half and vote for two dishes if you really can't choose. So you have to, you can like prep things beforehand, but you have to cook everything on site. And this is happening at Cascade River Gear. So everything that's provided is the charcoal briquettes that, you know, that you use to cook, a fire pan to like make the fire in. And then you need to bring your Dutch oven and like any of the food that you're bringing. They will also provide paper plates, spoons, utensils, napkins. But if you need any sort of utensils to like serve your dish, you're going to need to bring that. If you are just coming to check it out, you can do that. You can come as early as you want, but the judging starts at 7 p.m. And then also, if you're coming to compete or just go check it out, you need to bring your own chair. I think that's it. That's all of the details, but it sounds fun. So if you want to do that, you can go check that out. Okay. And then there's some movies happening this weekend. Tonight, Friday, March 29th, Superman showing at the Egyptian Theater. That starts at 7:30 p.m. and the ticket is $10. And then on Saturday, March 30th, there's three movies at the Egyptian. Rio Bravo is showing at 11 a.m. The Mask is showing at 3:30 p.m. And Enter the Dragon is showing at 7 p.m. By the way, Enter the Dragon is 17 and over. Tickets for all of those movies are $10 a piece. And then if you're looking to do some backpacking this summer, I know I definitely am. If you've never backpacked before, or maybe if you just like need a refresher, there's a Backpacking 101 event happening at Lost Grove Brewing next Wednesday, April 3rd. So you will learn about the differences in backpacks, what to carry for an overnight or a week-long trip, how to pack your backpack, tips for making your load lighter, and then also just hear some like lessons learned. That sounds like a fun thing. You know, part of backpacking is just learning lessons. It's part of the fun. But that's a totally free event, but you do need to register for that. So if you want to check that out, I have a link for that in the show notes. Well, you know the drill. That's all I got, but there's a lot more in the newsletter. So if you're looking for some other things to do, you can go check that out. It's either in your inbox or at friendboise.com. I hope you have a fun weekend this weekend. Tomorrow, March 30th, is the 3-year anniversary of From Boise. It technically marks like the beginning of year 4. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You know, I feel like I feel like I have no idea what I'm doing still, but I actually will say, I feel like I'm finally starting to get things figured out around here. Kind of just a free for all in the first year, but sometime this year I will be going full time with From Boise, which is very exciting and terrifying naturally, but thank you very much for being along for the ride. Adding in this podcast was not something that I had ever pictured or planned, but I actually really like it. It's kind of fun to just sit here and chat away to nobody in my office, and I'm really happy that you listen to it. I love it when people write me and let me know that they listen to the podcast, because I'm just sitting here right now looking at my computer screen and pausing every once in a while to tell my cats to stop fighting. So thank you for listening to this. Thank you for listening or reading the newsletter. And yeah, thanks for being along for the ride. Here's to the next 3 years and many more. All right. Thanks for listening. Have a fun weekend.